gonna start back, folks. We're gonna start.
Pearl's not in the room yet.
Oh, all right. We'll delay that for a couple of minutes until we get. Kathy, are you back?
Yes.
We're all here.
And she's munching away too. Hubert, are you ready?
I'm ready, yes.
Okay.
I am here as well.
Okay, Pearl's here, so, and I know the commission board is here. So we're gonna start back, and we're gonna start with the final review of the staff survey and all the other stuff that went with that. I'm not gonna read through all that.
She didn't bring the bride, but that's all right.
Are we gonna talk about the, I think we've pretty much finalized the way we had it, and I think that's acceptable to everybody. Am I correct?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we need to talk about the tabulation of it and if it can be anonymous online or Pearl and Kathy, did you guys come up with anything on that?
I'm sorry to tell you that we do not know yet on that.
Okay.
So somehow that one got missed in what we were doing.
Okay.
We will...
I can relate to that kind of stuff.
I'm really sorry. We definitely will get to it in the next week or two and get that at least going to find out about that.
Okay.
So I guess that's really... Unless Where Kathy can think of anything else to report on that. She's shaking her head.
I'll take the responsibility. I got on my to-do list, and I thought about it several times in the last 3 months. And it's working with Nebraska.gov.
Yeah.
But anyway, you did all get the letter from McCrory that he did approve.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
So I guess that's a...
That's a plus, yes.
Got that done.
Yeah. That, I mean, it isn't like nothing got done, so... So what do you think about for this time? Do you think, is it going to be possible to have somebody tabulate it for us? And or do you think it would be better to just go back to the old way to do it and do this way next year? What do you ladies think? I have no clue.
My opinion would be that we should plan on doing it the old way, but if we can start with the new way and have some people test it out, perhaps this year, to see if that's
good. That sounds good.
Work.
Yeah.
Then we won't be counting on that completely because I think the time frame is too close.
Right.
To get that worked out. So that would be
your suggestion.
My thoughts.
I have two questions. First is, what is the time frame? Do you know those dates off? I haven't looked at that in a while.
I mean, when were you going to send it out and stuff? Is
right.
that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, we need it done. We are scheduled to have our next meeting on May 2nd. We need
right.
it done, maybe at least a week before that, I would say.
Okay.
So we have time to digest it.
When is the state staff meeting?
State staff is April 7th, 8th, 9th.
This is something I just thought of now. Is there any way we could have people, I know we can't require it, but is there any way we could have people do it at the state staff meeting?
No.
Sit down at a computer? And,
That wouldn't work very well.
Okay.
The other thought, and we'll have to look at what time frames will work, but the other thing I thought is that we could pay someone to do the process that in the past different ones of you have done. That's certainly a very reasonable thing for the agency to, we have some different contractors that do that sort of thing. Not necessarily, they haven't exactly done that, but I can think of some different people that do contracting work for us who probably would take that project, and you would just, if you would rather us do it that way this time, instead of you, one of you on your own volunteer time having to do it, we would just need to be, you know, last time there was some questions about what counted or not or something, and so we just need to have that well defined.
Right.
But I have no problem with contracting for this task.
Okay. You know, a couple of the things that we had talked about was, you know, somebody doing the tabulation for us, then, of course, being online, that sort of thing, and then being, you know, everybody's survey being totally anonymous. So, I mean, those were some of the concerns that the commissioners had, and also, the various comments and stuff that, you know, they put in. Some people put them on each question, some of them just put it under comments, or, of course, we've added the two questions. The two questions at the last two questions, I guess, and then the comments were the very last thing, so that we make sure that we get those. But what do you guys think about having somebody else tabulate them and just getting the information to us?
I have no problem with that. And we can start with the online tabulation next year, I think, since we probably won't be in a position this year.
I think instead of jumping onto something and, you know, not knowing what we're really doing stuff, I think maybe another whole year of trying to figure out the kinds of things that we need to do, because I personally don't know what that would all entail. I like the idea of, I think we talked about, you know, having the check boxes and so forth, and then maybe an edit box being there for each question. I think we need to make clear that those edit boxes are only there if they have a comment. If they're really clear that the executive director is a wonderful person and does the right thing, you know, and has the highest rating for, we'll just say it that way, that, you know, just check the box and boom, you don't have to say whatever. But I mean, if you have a comment or some kind of direction or some kind of complaint or some kind of suggestion that would be relevant to either us or to Pearl, you know, then go ahead and put it in the, and if you want to put the whole thing down at the bottom, I don't know how we say all that to people, but, you know, I think, you know, in some cases, for me, it would be a question of, when I'm answering that question, something's going to occur to me, may occur to me, and then the edit box right there, I can jot it down and be done with the whole thing, because by the time I finish the survey, I may have forgotten what that little comment was for that particular question or whatever. So I think both ways should be there so that people can do it whatever way works best for them. But now, I guess we need to decide, should we decide on the tabulation thing first? You guys somebody want to make a motion to that? I don't know if we need to vote. Pearl, would this be a, what do I want to say, something we need to make a motion about, or will consensus?
I think either way, whichever you all are more comfortable with.
Okay, so
I don't see it as really official policy.
So something we do. So so I think maybe consensus, huh?
I have a question.
Okay, I will allow it. Who you are?
I'm Howard Compton.
Okay,
can you hold 1 second?
Oh, I can speak loud enough.
No, but we need it on the
mic is really for the
on the recording.
I would like to know what the board's position is on anonymous submissions, because I feel that they should all be anonymous.
That's what we were working towards doing, because in the past you could do it anonymously and that was fine. But if you really didn't mind, whatever, some people just email list these staff things and that they really didn't mind that their name was attached to it. But I personally am with you. I would like everything to be anonymous. I would like it exactly like going in to vote for president. It's your business, and if you choose to tell the world what you said, who you voted for, that's wonderful. If you choose not to, that's okay too. That's wonderful too. It's your business which way you want to go with the way you do your surveys.
I guess we're all unanimous on the anonymous, so to speak.
I think
we all felt like the same.
Yes, Pearl?
If I may say, if we don't get the online business going, and if we can locate a contractor that would that actually was completely separate from the agency, and contract with some company, if the emails from staff were all sent or even mailed, it wouldn't, however they want to do it, to that third party, that it would be anonymous. I mean, they part of the contract is that they would not reveal any information. That would be a solution to that particular issue.
I think Daryl's right. I think we all, as a board, together, except I don't know that Carol's been so involved with this before.
Maybe. I agreed with this last meeting.
Because I really feel like, you know, before the other former commissioners set it up, and it was a good survey to start with. And as we've grown along, we knew that there had to be some changes made, which we tried to do. And, you know, who knows, maybe the next set of commissioners, as they come along, may decide something else needs to be done. But for right now, this is what we want to do. And I think, you know, anonymous is very important to us. Getting the comments that people make is important to us. And I think as long as they're clear, you know, what their statement is saying, I don't think it has to be even set up so it's associated with question 4 or question 10 or whatever it is. As long as it's clear what their comment is, you know, just a list of everybody's comments so that we can figure out if there's something we need to do different or if there's suggestions for Pearl to ponder about and see what she would like to do about it. But, you know, this is just a chance for the staff to give us input before we do the executive director's evaluation. And as I've said before, this is just one aspect of our evaluation. We take into account what the staff has to say and our own personal ideas, and at the May meeting we will be doing that and discussing it openly. And then that's when we decide, you know, what our evaluation is of the executive director. But it's just one way, because it's impossible for the board of commissioners to be at each office and be in the daily, you know, every day. We learn a lot of things from them on a daily basis, but there's just no way that we can, we don't work at the commission, so that we would know everything. And it's important for us to hear those things and to maybe pass those things on to other people so that things can be changed to improve, because that's what we're all about, keeping the commission at the highest level. It's at a high level. We just want to keep it there or make it even better. So other than that, I don't know what else we need to talk about that.
The time frame that they're going to be sent out?
We need to have them...
if we go through a third-party private contractor, we may need to be more subject to their needs. I mean, how long it takes them to process things,
to
do it.
Yeah, that's true.
So if we go with that, then I think we're sort of delegating that responsibility to them and just say we need all the results by this day and then allow them to
tell us when we need to send them out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or they may need to be the ones to, I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. So let's start with what would be the point where the board needs to have the data?
I would say probably a week prior to the May meeting.
I think compiled data.
A week in advance.
Right.
If it's just
right.
The individual surveys, that needs to be sooner.
Right. Well, the whole purpose of contracting out would be for them to do that work. So
I would say the Friday before the meeting.
Okay.
The week before. So what would that be, April 30th?
When's our meeting?
No, not April 30th.
Whatever it is. I wrote down a week before. Okay.
Does this have to be contracted out, like when you contract bids? Like I've been on a town board before and things, or can you just at your discretion?
Yeah, this would be a small enough dollar amount project. Okay. We would not have to do a request for bids.
Okay.
I don't know what the level is, but I'm sure this would be under.
Oh, that'd be good.
I think it's, isn't it 1,500?
I was thinking 15,000.
That could be.
Holy cow.
Yeah. We know we're not spending 15,000.
Right. Yeah, right.
Right.
But we'll check these things. Yeah.
Good.
Okay. We can, you know, if you guys can find out that we can do, you know, so that we can get it back then.
I will pledge to you that within the next 10 days from Monday, we'll get some information on this. Either I'm right, we'll find a contractor right away that does this sort of thing, or I'm off base and not up to date with reality anymore, and I'll find it. But I would think this would be something we could find a contractor.
Could, in the process of looking for a contractor, could you find out if it's a possibility for the next years if they could handle the online portion?
Actually, we'll kind of be doing that at the same time.
Right.
If, in fact, we can do an online thing that actually would work in the ways that you all want it to work, you know, it could be, a lot of times things we take to Nebraska.gov, they really have a quick turnaround with. So we'll find out pretty much right away if they can, and so we'll definitely, if not for this year, then your question, yes, I would certainly think by the following year we'd be able to do this.
Mm-hmm. If we can, go ahead.
I think eventually, are we wanting to have it all?
Absolutely.
Internet and anonymous?
Bingo.
Yeah. That would be the ideal situation.
Yeah, that's right.
Bingo. If we can do it this year that way, great. If not, then I would, by unanimous consent, I would think that we'll do it next year.
Particularly the anonymity. If nothing else can work, at least, you know, we've got that part. Somehow get that part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so I think we're got everything handled there. Let's see, what's our next topic here? Let's see, I have lunch. I think we did that. I don't think we need more lunch. Let's see.
No, we don't. That was good.
Let's see, the discussion of
states.
Oh yeah, the state staff meeting, and when we're going to go to that. But so I'm assuming it'll be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Right, it's Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday, and Thursday. And
okay.
We have a lot on tap for the state staff meeting, and we don't know for sure when everything will be scheduled, but we do have a motivational speaker on Tuesday, April 7th. Tell me if I'm saying it wrong, Kathy. David V. Notaris, he's director of the Pennsylvania Blind. He's a blind guy. He has his own web site. He even has a motivational phone number. You can call toll free and get a little pep up for your day. Really a neat man, and he's written a book too, if you want to buy his books. And he will be there the first afternoon. So he'll be given a keynote, and then what I would really like to do, if we can make this work for you, is then have that afternoon that you all would be there, the board, and then you would have your time to talk about whatever you want and have questions and answers from, or a dialogue basically between the board and the staff. And then we would do some further work, whether it's small group work with David or, you know, I haven't quite got it figured out, but there's a number of ways we could organize the rest of the afternoon. Other things on tap for the Thursday morning, we will have training from Health and Human Services and Department of Education about what's called the Part 3 or Part C. It's what the law requires for education of children 0 to 3. And it's different from what's required from 3 on, but there are specific laws at 0 to 3 that a lot of our staff, including me, are not very knowledgeable about. And things that, as an entity, we're really required to be doing if a family with a blind child that's less than 3 years old encounters us in some way or another. So that training that's committed to. We're also then in the full day, Wednesday, we have to work in E-Force training. We possibly will have an eye care specialist, an ophthalmologist, come and speak about up-to-date treatments of eye diseases and how to read medical reports. And I'm forgetting some things. Some work on job placement. What else can you think of, Bob, that we've talked about?
Cultural diversity?
Well, we're talking about poverty. Cultural poverty. I think that'll be for later.
Yeah.
I don't know that we can work that into this. But anyway, that gives you an idea. We have a lot on the plate for scheduling in.
So basically what you're suggesting is that we show up Tuesday afternoon.
Yes.
Okay. I'll put in for the vacation day Monday.
If that would work for most of you, then that's what
we'd Daryl's got
the
whole
week. Good for me. We're on spring break.
Great.
He can slough off all week.
Good.
Yeah, I think that should work out well.
Okay.
All right, I'll put in for the vacation day Monday.
So, be there at 1 o'clock or...
It's going to be... It will be in Lincoln.
Okay.
And it's at... they call it Southeast Community College, but it's at the old Gallup building. It's about 68th and O. Actually, it's about a block south of O. And so, I mean, we'll give specifics later.
Is the meeting in the same room where the seminar was this last August?
Yes.
Says yes.
Jill and I are familiar with that room.
Kathy, do they actually call that Southeast Community College? What do they call
it? It's the Southeast Community College. It's the continuing education building.
Okay, thank you. I knew there was some other part to it.
Continuing education building. Okay, yeah. But you'll get us the address and stuff later.
Yes, we sure will.
Okay, so that is April 7th.
Now, members of the board are welcome to attend the whole SAIC staff meeting if you'd like to, but mostly we just ask for that one afternoon of your time or that one day for those of you with travel coming in.
Yeah, I got to travel a whole hour.
I know it. And, I mean, we could work things out with transportation. Either, you know, staff people will be coming from Kearney and Omaha, at least to get you there. Or if you have a driver that wants to come and stay the afternoon, that's okay too. But we'll help with driving. Whatever's needed.
Daryl and I have a driver picked out.
Okay. Now, Carol, will you be able to get off work, do you think? It's a Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll be
fine. Oh, great.
It'll be okay.
Oh, good.
That would be great, because then we have everybody there, and that would be a good thing.
How about you, Julie?
I can get off. That's not a problem. I'm trying to remember if my drug task force meeting is the first Tuesday or the second Tuesday.
We can check it and let us know.
Yeah, and that doesn't start till 5:30.
Oh,
so
okay.
I could make it after this morning.
Yeah, okay.
It shouldn't be important.
All right, wonderful. And then I would ask you folks to discuss a little bit if you want to have a specific topic that you would specifically present on, or if you want it just open dialogue, or, I mean, you can do, it's your time with us to do whatever you like.
Okay, so, and what would you give us? I'm not asking.
I thought you were talking compensation.
For 3 hours, right. I mean, no.
Compensation, we want the greenback.
Yeah.
I would say an hour at the most.
Okay. I think
maybe 45. Mm-hmm.
45 minutes to me sounds reasonable.
Yeah, last year we kind of stretched it to come up with something.
And, of course, if you're staying through the whole afternoon, you would, I hope, also, when there's discussion, you know, you'd be speaking up as well and making comments, asking questions, and so on.
Okay. So, do you guys want a general thing? Or
I would like one thing to, you know, I think there's that one question I think about on a survey about, I feel the commission board is accessible or...
Mm-hmm.
Do we still have that on there? I think we do.
Yes.
Usually we get pretty high marks on that, but I guess I would like to know from the staff, you know, how they feel, you know, what they understand about our role and how they feel we could be, you know, of
more
service,
accessible?
Of benefit to them or, you know, of service to them or accessible or whatever you want to call it.
What if you folks talked about what you think your role is?
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, that's good.
As a starting
place.
That's
good.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't think that would hurt, actually.
It gives us something to start with anyway, so.
Yeah, and then maybe we'll go to general if they, you know, maybe it'll bring up more questions, you know. I don't know.
Because otherwise, you know, it seems to me what could happen is you have maybe 10 minutes of questions and then, you know, we're done, and then, you know, this way maybe we have a little, each of us say a little something, and then then people can ask questions, and maybe we can use 35, 45 minutes, whatever.
And this year I promise to try to understand the question from the staff, so.
Okay, and then, you know, maybe we'll allow, I mean, you know, I know that, you know, we're having an open meeting today, but maybe we'll tell, we can tell them a little bit about the changes in the staff survey and how we're
going
to a more anonymous type thing, and we're going to have a separate agency tabulate the and compile the comments and stuff. I think that might be a good thing to, you know, tell them about too, so that they have a better idea.
Well, hopefully they have the survey by then and they can see the changes, but I agree with that, you know, it's a good idea to make them aware that, hey, you know, it's not good, the surveys, the hard copies aren't coming to us.
Right.
That's a good thing.
I think too, well, you know, I don't know. I think staff having the survey a minimum of 2 weeks, but no longer than 3 weeks, because after that it gets lost in the shuffle.
Right.
Right.
So I think that would be...
No, I agree.
Because we don't... Because I know exactly how I am. Oh, I've got 3 months to do this.
Oh,
that goes in that pile over there. And pretty soon that pile gets pretty big and it gets lost.
Right.
And I don't want them to do that. I want them to fill it out if they so inclined to do so. I'd like everybody to do it. But if, you know, it's their decision whether they want to participate or not.
But it would be a good chance for you to encourage staff to fill them out too. See if we can get that
closer to that 100
rate higher this year.
Yeah, that would be terrific. Yeah, and I think, you know, maybe they'll be more inclined to. Well, gee, they said they've changed it a little. Let's see what they've really done to this. And it, you know, isn't the same old? Is it the same old questions, or really have they changed some things? So maybe that'll encourage them to. To do that, so okay. So I think we're gonna talk about what we think our role is. So everybody, come prepared.
Oh boy!
It's not simply the chair's job to do this now.
That's right.
You guys are there too.
I think that's a good idea.
We're there to back up the chair. So
no.
But and I agree with what Daryl first said, though, then have it open to if they have suggestions for aspects of what they'd really like to see from a board of commissioners that either they are seeing and they appreciate it of you, or it hasn't been part of what we've done and maybe a new idea.
Yeah, exactly, because it's amazing. You think you've thought of everything, and then somebody comes up with, gee, that's a wonderful idea.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing happens all the time, and I really, yeah, that's mm-hmm. very important. Well, according to my, and we are new business now, by the way, we are down to the focus topics and the schedule for our next meeting. And I think we have the May one lined up. We're going to be in Columbus, correct?
Yes.
And
do we know where?
I'm looking into the New World Inn.
Good.
I haven't heard back from them.
Oh, that's
yet.
A good
nice
place.
I got a contact there if you don't hear that name.
Yes, I'm kind of familiar with that.
You have a nice contact?
Paige Massman.
Anyway, that May 2nd, working for everybody, I'm assuming.
Tell her you know me, and that'll get you in the door.
Okay. And then we have August, we are going to be in Scotts Bluff. Let's see, what date? Do we have
the
8th?
August 8th.
Yeah, August 8th. Is that going to work for everybody on August 8th? You know, we talked about doing something a little differently since we're clear out in Scotts Bluff, that if we got out there early enough that maybe we could do an hour or so of the meeting. Do you think that's feasible?
I don't know if that's fair for public meeting laws, is it?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Well, you would have to, the people would have to get there twice. So that would, I mean, it's legal, I'm sure, but whether that's a burden or not for the
people
folks we serve, that
I guess I'd rather start at like 8 in the morning if we had to do that as opposed to...
You know what? I think that's a good idea. 8 in the morning sounds good to me because it isn't like, you know, Julie's coming from York, Nancy's coming from Hastings, you know, Carol's coming from Lincoln, you guys are here in Omaha. It isn't like that, and we're coming scattered. We're all going to be there Friday night, so...
May I just say, though,
sure,
that in Scotts Bluff, there may well be people from the surrounding counties who want to come, but...
Okay.
To get there at 8 could be a difficult...
And I have no problem with just doing a regular meeting.
How about
At 9 o'clock on Saturday, and then if we run a little later, or I'm not sure what we had decided as far as, you know...
Transportation
back, are we driving through the evening, staying a second night, or I guess, I don't know what the protocol is for that.
I suppose since you have another meeting in between here, maybe we can... think about that a little more, but I think you guys are right too that, you know, having it split might, you know, would be burdensome for people, and doing the early Friday where it would work for the commission or board, it probably wouldn't work so well for the people that might like to attend, which is the reason we're going out that far.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess probably we should stay with 9 o'clock then. And
I would, if at all possible, I think it would be great if we could have you all visit the Scotts Bluff office while you're in that.
Maybe that could be a Friday evening.
Right.
I don't know, maybe that wouldn't be a good idea either with the office having to be held open or something.
Depends when we would get there, and I would check with staff to see if it's feasible for, you know, maybe even if they couldn't all be there, maybe one of them would be glad to show you the office space there.
Well, even if after.
Then too, we'd all be there. We could do the 8 in the morning thing too. But probably Friday would be the best.
Oh yeah, go tour the, yeah.
We could do that way too.
And that might depend where the meeting is going to be held, which I don't think we know yet.
Well, that's, it's a ways off too.
Because if you have to travel even a little bit, getting a group from, but anyway, those are all things we could look into.
Okay, so we still have time to, you know, figure all that
does
out.
Does the office in Scotts Bluff have a big enough meeting space or no?
There's no meeting space in the office, Hubert.
There's a small conference room across the hall from the Scotts Bluff office. Now, I say small.
But it is a small conference room.
We would need to, more likely with, of course, Scotts Bluff people can fill us in, but more likely we'd maybe get a room in the hotel that we'll all stay at,
oh, okay,
wherever that is. We'll find out.
Madam Chair, do you mind if
yes.
I interrupt?
Sure.
The ladies and that came and presented, and that they're all done with cleaning up, and the staff and the,
okay.
The ladies are going to be leaving. So
okay.
Thank you.
Are they in the room? We certainly would like to thank you all
they
for a wonderful
the staff
lunch.
Not, but they are.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. I liked everything in that cabbage
salad.
Yeah,
good salad.
Yes, really outstanding. I really liked that. Everything was good, but that was an outstanding thing.
Can I ask a question about the May 2nd meeting?
Sure.
Well, like transportation-wise from Lincoln, I don't know if you can answer this. Will we be going in the night before being there already or leaving early?
Let's see. Columbus.
I need to ask.
It's a 90-minute drive from Omaha.
Right. Yeah, I'm glad you asked that.
It's about 90 minutes.
90 minutes, and if we started.
At least that much, not a little more from Lincoln.
It's about an hour from
Lincoln. The runs have been making the last few days.
Okay.
2 hours.
Okay. I guess we could go either way. If there are some who really need to be there the night before and get the, you know, some people have health issues, need to get there. We could do it that way if there are, you know,
well, let me,
you really would have to lose work to go the night before. We could make it work.
I just didn't know, so I got off work at 5:30.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if like, we were planning getting there the night before and being ready, or if we just going to leave really early.
Oh, okay.
In the morning and
well, if we did leave the night before, we could wait and leave it at 6:30 or something, so you know you can get off work. I mean, that we could leave at 7 for that matter. Right, we're pretty open. We didn't decide it yet for sure, but we kind of would like to go whichever way is going to work best for those of you who might be coming into Lincoln.
Well, it's kind of up to well, I shouldn't say it's kind of. It's Julie and Nancy have the furthest to go.
Yeah, I guess it would help me if I could get kind of a somewhat of a count of how many rooms I might need. So when I contact the hotel, I can go ahead and reserve some rooms.
I am thinking that I probably will, at this point, I think I'll go the night before. That's what I'm thinking that I'll do.
I will say that the restaurant there has good corned beef and the beer is cold.
You know, and there's some value in having some time where you can just talk to each other, and we're always so rushed, even with our half-hour lunches here, we don't really have time to talk to each other very much. So, you know, maybe we should just plan on going the night before.
I have no trouble
and
with that.
And if there are some people that need to go the next morning, we can work on that. But so I would say probably 6, 7, 8, 9. Probably Carlos and Bob would both be going. Do you know Bob offhand? If you'd.
I see no reason why I can't.
Yeah, and normally, Bob, how about you, Hubert?
I think I'd like to go not before that. Then I'm not having to worry about really rushing getting set up.
Yes.
That probably is a good idea. But I will say they do have karaoke in the bar on Saturday. So
probably 10 rooms.
And then a driver. Omaha?
Yes, Dan. Is he in the room?
Last time when we went to Kearney, we had Dan.
That's
yes.
right.
Scottsville?
No.
Columbus.
Columbus
as well.
We're going to, in May, we're going to Columbus for our meeting.
So maybe 11 rooms.
Right.
So tell Dan he's on the hook, Nancy,
possibly
if you're not going.
Possibly 12. Yeah. Say 10 to 12.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Yeah, this is Bob. I realize
this
isn't a public comment yet, but
okay.
Kathy, have you contacted the New World Inn yet?
I sent him an email and I made a phone contact, but I'm waiting for someone to get back to me.
Who did you call?
Because my understanding is with all the construction up there, many of the motels are booked up months in advance.
That was my understanding too. But
oh dear,
she was thinking that a lot of construction might be done by then.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And that's why she hasn't made a commitment yet, because she didn't want to commit to anything until she had a better idea of how the construction progress was going to go.
I think the water park is supposed to be done in April, isn't it?
But it's,
oh, isn't it?
It's not the hotel construction so much, it's all the construction.
Oh,
around there.
Okay.
In the Columbus area that all the hotels are
booking. Road construction.
Yeah, road construction workers are booking the hotels.
Yeah, so it's not just a New World Inn.
Yeah.
No, I understand that.
That's also a weekend for Columbus. It seems to be a convention town for a lot of groups like JC's and Knights of Columbus and different organizations. So
but if
hopefully
she,
they won't
if she
have
can't
any.
Give me a commitment pretty soon, or if I can't get a commitment from someone in Columbus, then we might have to throw the ball back on the table and we might have to pick a different location.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be good to have a plan B.
I wondered if people who go to Columbus, which might be Nancy Fleuro or any of the rest of you, is there another hotel that you might recommend?
Not another full service.
Third?
None that I'd recommend.
Is there a Holiday Inn Express over
there's
there?
There's a Holiday Inn Express.
Yeah, that's pretty decent. Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty clean, too, a nice
sure.
hotel.
Okay.
We could check that out and get back to Kathy.
Yeah, I don't think that would hurt. And if even if it's a place that doesn't have a meeting room, then we'd look at a library. A lot of times in the past, when we've been in other towns, we'll meet at the public library.
And we have met there years ago.
Yes. Hubert?
As a side note, if the meeting is at the New World Inn, those folks, say, coming from the east or the north, will need to detour through Columbus because they're working over that viaduct on 81 right now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So be prepared to maybe, if you're coming from the east, get off on 26th or 23rd and go south of the tracks and then over to 81 and south.
But that's 3 months away. Will they still be working on that in 3 months?
On the viaduct, they're tearing it up and probably going to be pouring fresh concrete.
Oh, okay. 3 years.
They've been working on it for a while.
No, they just started this last week.
Oh, on that
particular viaduct.
Well, you know, if nothing else, there's always ask the local yokels. They'll know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
John and Glenn from the Norfolk office are there on a regular basis, so we'll get it figured out and share information with you.
Oh, that would
thank
be
you.
That would be very helpful.
Who are you talking to in Columbus?
Okay, well, we'll leave it up. Do you think, you know, there was some concern that we might not be able to get a hotel. Do we need to have an alternative in place before?
No.
You
we should be able, if all else fails, we'll change it to Lincoln at the last minute. But,
okay.
You know, I would think we should be all right.
I think that's acceptable to me. We'll go for Columbus, and then, you know, if it's absolutely not possible, then we'll do this second alternative, Lincoln. If that's okay with everybody?
Yeah.
Any comment otherwise? Okay, I guess now we're on to public comment. Are the comments from the crowd anything you'd like to ask? Anything at all? I shouldn't say anything at all. I should say pertaining to the commission.
Before you ask for public comment, may I talk about, you know, looking ahead for meetings, and maybe we've done this in the past. I just had a thought when Dr. Van Zandt was talking about vending machines, and she mentioned Hardy Home. I wonder, like, down the road for a possible topic, you know, the vending program and, you know, some things like that for a focus topic. Would that be a possibility?
Yeah, sure. November, we don't have a day or a topic.
I'm just thinking Hardy would be kind of neat to listen to, and you
know,
he's done a lot with that. And Cindy Alvarado has just started out on some of this, and she might, you know, I'm just thinking, I'm sure there's other people who would make for a good panel, or, you know, just some things like that might be a possibility.
Yeah, I would be interested in.
Fine with me.
Do we want to schedule that for the November meeting?
I'd be in favor of that.
It's fine with me.
Okay. Looks like.
Would that be the business enterprise in general or more specific to Brailing?
I just thought the business enterprise in general, more than just the Brailing issue and how people, you know, being involved. Just general, just a, you know, topic, informational. Which would be that would be at our Lincoln meeting. So,
transportation for those people in the eastern part of the state would be a big problem.
Okay, well, we're on the subject of the November meeting. What is the consensus for a date?
I haven't had one in a while. Oh, you mean a meeting. I'm sorry, I just wanted to clarify. I'm trying to think of...
You know, traditionally, and this is, you know, maybe, but, you know, it's for everybody because everybody's Husker-minded in Nebraska.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not just the board. But I don't know that there's an open date.
Yes, there is. The weekend before Thanksgiving.
Is
the
that
the 21st again?
Yes.
Okay.
What day is that?
The 21st.
21st, okay.
Because they play Colorado the 27th.
Okay.
Okay.
Or it could be Thanksgiving Day this year.
For our meeting?
I'm not meeting on Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, we were wondering if Kathy was...
I know it's the 27th. That's what the schedule
says. They've been
says.
Thinking about Thanksgiving, but they haven't.
It just, if we do have the meeting on the 21st, it'll be... I will just be getting back the night before from the NCSAB, like what we did. Nancy went...
Yeah, that was very fun. I mean, you know, lost our luggage and... And my Braille note wasn't working, and, you know, several things like
but
that.
But if that's the only open Saturday for...
10th of October is the other one.
I think that's what we do. So is that what you're saying, Jim? That's really...
That and October 10th.
Oh, and that's too early.
Yeah, because...
And I'm not one that has to schedule around Nebraska games. I'd be flexible for the other weeks. But.
Yeah, and Daryl, I really am too, but I think for the public.
Yeah, the public
right.
being. Yeah.
The public.
Exactly.
Yeah, we
you
don't.
Know, if it's a football
right.
game and mm-hmm. a commission board meeting,
right.
we're not going to get very many.
No.
You're right. No, you're
no.
right. Especially if they have an 11 o'clock game.
So November
right.
21st.
All right.
Okay, November 21st, Business Enterprise.
And that's in Lincoln again?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yep. That will be Lincoln. I think we made the decision
we, yes,
that.
You're right.
That May and August will be out someplace in
right.
outland
yep.
Nebraska, and
that's
the rest are, then February will be Omaha, and November will be Lincoln.
Right.
Okay. here we are. Oh, see, I guess we're back to the November
sure.
meeting. We're just going to go on to public comment, but we're back to focused office. Okay. Oh, I think now we've got May and November, May and August and November handled as far as we can handle those.
Yep.
So then we have public comment. Okay, we're back to public comment.
This is Hubert.
Okay, Hubert.
Question, this probably relates more to Kathy and Pearl. Is there handout material at the state staff meetings? And would that include contact information for the directors? Name address or name and email
the commissioners.
Address.
For the commissioners, you mean?
For the commissioners to be handed out to the state staff. The commissioners inviting comments to them, then have it as part of the packet that the staff receive. That
mostly we don't hand
oh.
things out.
Oh.
We will have everything electronic and send ahead of time.
Oh, okay.
The board, the... I mean, there's the public group
I was just thinking,
address.
No, you've got that say a segment of time when the commissioners will be, and they will be inviting people to contact them or with comments or anything,
oh.
and to make sure that somewhere the staff have received or would get information so that they can then say, okay, I've got this,
mm-hmm.
so I can readily contact or make a comment or whatever.
Now, generally, we haven't. Given anybody the individual emails.
Or, well, they've got that, the board
yeah, they've
email
got the
address.
Board email address.
Yeah.
And staff, at least, pretty well all have
oh,
that.
Okay.
It's, they're copied on practically everything I send, so.
Mm.
so
yeah.
Okay, so it's superfluous.
Yeah. I think they,
yeah. okay.
they do.
Well, and I would hesitate. Well, I mean, I don't, a lot of the staff has my contact information, and
right.
that's, it's
yeah.
not a secret. But I don't know that that would send the right message.
Well, some
I mean,
ways
not
to
have
got something to readily.
Well, I understand, but
link.
I don't. It's not that I'm trying to hide or that I don't want the staff to contact me. However, I feel that needs to be handled staff, what am I trying to say, Nancy? It needs to go through the proper channels, and calling me is not the first thing they need to do.
Good point.
That, you know, that's really true. There are channels to go through, and Pearl's job is you take care of the staff. However, that doesn't mean that comments cannot be made to the commission board, but I think it would be more appropriate that, you know, the whole commission board would be contacted. I don't really have a problem. Sometimes people just want to knock something against the wall and see, well, is that this or is that or whatever, contacting one or the other of the board members, maybe they're friends with, maybe they feel more comfortable with for whatever reason. But I think as a general rule, if they just have a general question that they just want to know, then I think it should go to the whole staff.
I just think from the standpoint, so often you go to a meeting and somebody says, you know, feel free to contact me, and rattle it off, and you don't make note right at that time that what the contact information was.
Right, this is
later,
true.
And, oh, what? How do I send them that?
This is true.
Okay.
But we, you know, we do have new staff or staff that are less involved with some of the stuff. Mm-hmm. We certainly need to make sure everybody knows the the group address.
Maybe just once or twice during the presentation at the beginning, maybe towards the end. Here's the contact for the board.
Yeah. And
right. Yeah,
that's my comment.
No, you're right. I think that's absolutely important because, you know, one of the questions we have on the survey is the board accessible? Okay. They don't know our board email address or how to get hold of us.
Nancy does a comment in the back as well.
Okay, Nancy.
This is Mark Bolger again.
Oh, Mark. Sorry, I thought you said Nancy.
That's all right.
She said Nancy as in me. Okay, thank you. We'll clarify. No one knew who I am.
You have to change your name.
Please go ahead, Mark.
Well, yeah, this is Mark. I've got a question. It's a follow-up to Pearl's, Dr. Van Zandt's presentation on budget. As I understand the budgeting process, the state of Nebraska gives a certain amount to the MCBBI, and then, of course, there's federal dollars that come in that support vocational rehabilitation.
Right.
Having had a discussion with a state senator in the past regarding funding for seniors, his comment was, is, as far as he was concerned, the money that he gives, that he, or should I say we, the state of Nebraska, gives the commission, it's up to them to use that money the best they can, and they don't necessarily distinguish where the money should be spent. Mm-hmm. And my question would be, having, we all see the need for helping, you know, blind people get jobs, and there's some significant paybacks for that, but there's also, as we've seen today, there's some value in helping seniors when we can. And my question or concern would be, do we need to revisit how our money that comes from the state is allocated so that maybe potentially if we don't get more money for the seniors that we can spend more money on the seniors?
I would be glad to answer that. The major reason is that the bulk of funding for the Commission for the Blind is from the Rehab Act, which is part of federal funding. And that is, the major portion of that is specifically for employment. Now, if a person's 80 and wants and has an employment goal, they fit in that voc rehab. But the amount of funds available nationally to the rehab program are only for job employment related types of work, which includes the training center and the things you need to, you know, college and so on. Just a small portion of, and it's title or chapter two, my brain's gone blank here. Anyway, the specific part of the Rehab Act that's for the older blind, it only provides to this agency $225,000 a year. And when you're talking statewide and the program, that really doesn't cover much. That part only requires 10% match from the state. So for every $1 the state gives, $9 of federal money comes, but only up to that level. And we've been level funded at that for about 10 years. And so that's the biggest problem, is that the federal money is geared to employment. It's a great question. You know, if you say, okay, commission people, you tell us there's all these older blind people, why don't you spend all your money on that? Well, that's why.
Okay.
And I guess there's three more hands up. Nancy, it's up to you.
If people have a question, can I have names so I can...
I'll go to Crystal first because I don't think we've heard from her yet, or at least not
okay,
much.
Okay, Crystal.
So.
Hi, just a quick question. Is the intent of the staff survey anonymous compiled results to be a matter of public record then when that is available?
No. The things that will happen is this, that those staff surveys will come to us. They're to help us understand that how the staff feels about what's going on in their office at their end of the commission, because we have offices all over. But as far as we discuss them in our board meeting, and we will during the evaluation of the executive director, if there's comments that say, we think it would be a good idea if we started implementing this kind of a program, and they may give us a little bit of a detail. Well, that would be something that we'd hand on to Pearl, but then we will bring that up at that May meeting so that you know, the public will hear that. Or maybe they'll say, you know, whatever the comment may be, we will bring up every last comment or talk about them. Or if there are several that are the same, we will talk about, you know, them, that particular kind of comment. And the staff has been really good about giving us comments. But as far as being public record, the actual surveys or the tabulations?
The compiled results will become a part of the public record because we use that information
at that evaluation. Yeah. Other than that way, but they won't be put out there, say 30 people, I hope 30 people and more will respond, but 30 people respond, each individual survey is not going to be public record.
Crystal, there are two parts to the survey. There's a part that evaluates the performance of the executive director, which is used to justify whether we retain her, let her go, give her a pay raise, or what have you. The other part of the survey is a staff satisfaction questionnaire, if you will. And so that's how the survey is broken up.
The survey, the first part that Jim mentioned, is a portion of the evaluation of the executive director. The other parts relate to the board's assessment, and that performance evaluation is done in public at the May meeting.
Well, we will talk about, I mean, we're not going to say that 15 people said Pearl did an outstanding job and one person said she's doing terrible or needs improvement. We're not going to say those kinds of things. But if, you know, if we get mostly people that are saying this way or that way, that helps us make the evaluation. But I think the more important thing, those are important so that we know where the trend of the staff is. But it's more important that their comments that they make. You know, one of the questions is, are you happy working for the commission? I mean, are you satisfied with your job at the commission? You know, we make a comment, so, well, I'm happy with it, except for. That helps us and Pearl to know what maybe needs to be looked at as far as the staff is concerned. You know, whatever the comment would be, maybe they need, before we've had comments like, you know, maybe the person would like to work longer hours and then only work 4 days a week. Or, you know, we've had answers like that. Something to look at doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to happen. It just means that we're getting different ideas. And it, like I said, it's a place for complaints. You know, maybe there's, you know, whatever complaint there is, you know, we're understaffed, we need more people out here, whatever the complaint is. But the comments will definitely be brought up at the May meeting, because that's when we evaluate, and it gives Pearl a place to answer those questions. You know, we send those comments to her ahead of time, so she has an idea of what's going to be brought up, but they will be brought up at the meeting, because we definitely need to know. If somebody thinks there's a problem here or there, we do need to know if something needs to be handled, or if it's already been handled, or whatever the case may be. But individual staff surveys won't be, even if they are anonymous, will not be brought up and said, you know, one person said this and this and this, one person said this and this and this. We simply don't have that kind of time at a meeting like this. But one of the things we changed just recently, I think it was the last meeting, was we always have a focus topic for each of our meetings, and we decided, with us having to have an open meeting during Pearl's evaluation, was that we need to take that focus topic time and just devote it to that, because otherwise our meetings tend to get, you know, really super late, maybe 5 or 6 in the afternoon, and that's really not anything anybody wants to do. And, you know, you start to question later in the day if we're really getting anything handled at all. So but certainly everything is out in the open. We're not, that's why we have the open meetings for her evaluation. That's part of the law, says that we must do that. And so if there are complaints or if there's accusations and how wonderful she does, then we need to bring those out too. And it gives the staff a chance to voice their opinion as such. Okay. I hope that answers your question.
That was a long answer to a short question.
I think I heard that anonymous compiled information will be a part of public record.
Yes, it will. It just won't be.
It'll be the compiled data.
Yeah, it will be the compiled data that will be discussed. So it will be there. Yeah.
And Joe Janine has the microphone.
Yes. Okay.
How do we get the legislators to understand that it would be economically beneficial to train the elder blind so they can stay in their own homes and not have to go to nursing homes?
February 16th.
Well, February, as Jim just said, February 16th. That's a good meeting, because two of the senators will be there at that meeting right here in this room. And that's a good, and the other thing is, follow up on that. Give them a phone call.
Talk to your own senator.
Give them a phone call, write them a letter, send them an email. If you don't know their email address, call your local library. They have it. And it is not a one-time thing. You just keep contacting them. And what do you think? Have you thought this through? You know, that kind of thing.
And Joe, I mean this as a compliment. If you talk, they'll listen, because you're very persuasive.
Exactly.
He said you're very persuasive.
So they'll listen to you.
And you tell it like it is.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's, you know, but most people will sit at home and say, well, they don't do anything. You know, they're not understanding our problem. You got to keep talking to them. They're not going to understand unless we keep talking to them. February 16th would be a very good start.
Okay. Bob Beaton has a
question. Okay, Bob.
Yeah, just to further expand on Mr. Bolger's question, the federal government allocates money to the states for specific purposes, as outlined in the Rehab Act, for vocational rehabilitation, for supported employment, or for independent living services. And the state has to provide a certain amount of match for specific programs. But when they allocate that money to the agency as required, the person you talk to, the senator you talk to, Mr. Bolger, is correct.
Yeah.
You know, the state does not tell us how we are necessarily to use that money, but we are pretty much mandated to use money in certain ways because of how it comes down to us from the federal government. What's different in the last couple of years is that we've been going to the legislature and asking for state funding over and above what is required as far as the state match in order to pull down the maximum federal dollars. And so we are going to the legislature and saying we want state funding for specific purposes like expansion of services to the older blind. And to that extent, we are being held accountable. You know, the senators will want to know how we're using the increase in funding that we got last year for specifically for older blind services. They will consider that when they look at our budget request for a budget increase this spring. Okay.
Okay.
Well, can I just follow up on that, Bob?
Sure.
I guess just to follow up, I understand and appreciate what you and Pearl said. Having approached the senator in the past and anticipating what their response is going to be in these difficult times, the response I got was, as the Commission for the Blind has already gotten above the norm percentage increases. I don't know if that was true or not, but maybe that was what he was telling me to blow me off. But he alluded, well, you know, if it's important, you know, you guys have to kind of, you know, prioritize it. So I understand what you're saying as far as taking advantage of the matching funds. And I guess my other concern, you did answer it, that if we do ask for senior funds specifically for blind, those money will continue to be there for that in the future, and it doesn't get, you know, shifted somewhere else later. So I guess that's all my concern was.
Sure. Well, we appreciate your comments, Mark. Are there any other comments from the public? Questions?
This is Hubert. My only comment,
Hubert.
Joe, and anybody else, just if you've got friends, relatives that you feel could help write to their senators, that's probably the way to do it. It's the numbers of comments and responses that they get that helps them determine what they're going to do.
Yep. You're absolutely right. That's why Sellinger, you know, come to that meeting and then follow up on that. Any other comments?
I have a question.
Okay, Jeff?
Maybe this is under final comments.
Okay.
What happened to the pictures?
That's what I was just going to bring up.
Good.
Under the final announcement, we had talked about digital pictures being put up on the website. Or I think the last meeting we mentioned that we were going to do that.
I thought we said no. Did we say
that? I was the only one.
I think there's Julie was
no. I think the comment was that anybody that didn't want to didn't have to have it done, but anybody that did was fine. So, if we don't do it this time, maybe I don't know what a big deal that is to do that.
I don't
that.
Have a camera.
Put it on the agenda for May in Columbus.
Okay.
I'll make sure I comb my hair then too.
I have a digital camera. Is that?
Oh, do you got it with you?
No.
Oh well. Put it on the agenda for May.
That's not the problem.
Oh,
I
that's
have
not
one.
The problem.
I don't
okay.
have it.
Oh, you didn't bring. Okay, I misunderstood.
Okay.
So, Kathy, you're making a note to bring that next time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Perhaps
well.
Michael Phelps could give a focus topic on digital.
I get charged.
I got mine.
Okay.
You got one?
Yep.
Heber's got one.
We're all ready.
Heber's got his digital camera.
There
okay,
you go.
So.
Heber's got his camera.
Well.
If anyone wants your photo today,
okay.
We could do that. It'll just be against this gray, this tan.
As long as I get a copy of the picture, I don't care.
Probably would be wherever we might. I guess there's a blackboard in the back that might give better contrast. But so we could snap a couple shots today if you like.
Right.
But it is 1:30 already.
Okay, and yeah, we were going to be done at 5 minutes before 1. Okay, well, that's
not
the
bad.
Way Nancy runs her meetings. Okay. Anyway, final announcements. Any other announcements, people? Okay, we stand adjourned.
Hey.
And if you want your picture taken, go back by the blackboard.